Over the past few weeks, we've been talking about Amazon keyword optimization and what you can do to better get discovery for your book. And, you know, there are a lot of best practices put into place I've discussed over the past few weeks, but sometimes a lot of people are, okay, how do I get these keywords? Do I just guess my way through it? Well, you know, guessing your way through it's not going to get you the best of results. That's why today I'm going to talk about the best tools for keyword research. And believe it or not, not all of them are going to cost you money. In fact, quite a few of them are 100% free, and I encourage that you use those. So stick around to today's podcast.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
What's happening? It is Dale here, and I'm just tickled to death you took a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me to talk about one of my favorite things in self-publishing books. And, you know, I don't think it would be possible to do podcasts like this if it weren't for listeners and viewers like yourselves, and of course, find sponsors like Fiverr. Today's podcast is exclusively sponsored by Fiverr. Get all your self-publishing needs fulfilled through the Book Publishing Services Store. Between writing, editing, proofreading, cover design, interior formatting, marketing, and more, Fiverr has everything you need. Simply visit dalelinks.com/Fiverr today to try them out for yourself and for a limited time. First-time buyers only. The first 100 first-time buyers can take 10% off their order when they use the code DALE2020. That's in all caps, by the way. Like you're shouting it, Dale2020, to take 10% off your first time order. Limited time, folks. You got to get that while it's going. And I'll discuss just a little bit later into the podcast about the 2020 Finish Strong Challenge. You can find out more details about that at dalelinks.com/challenge. The problem when it comes to keywords and optimizing your book's listings comes in the way of, okay, how do I get these keywords? Do I just grind it out and just figure it out and hope for the best? Do I just put a blindfold on and hope that I just hit the bullseye? Well, no, you probably shouldn't. That's a lot of gambling, and you can't afford to do something like that, especially if you want to make any form of a living at this business or even just a little bit of earnings as a hobbyist. What you'll need to do is use the proper keyword research tools. And you're going to hear quite a few people out there tell you, oh, well, you got to get this keyword tool or you got to get that keyword tool. But believe it or not, there are some keyword tools that are tried and true and work really, really well. Now, I'm going to save my preferred one for last, but I'm going to give you four really, really good ones here. We're going to start it out with number one, Amazon Incognito Mode. Okay, you're probably saying Amazon Incognito Mode. What do you mean, Dale? What you're going to do is you're going to take your browser and you're going to open up into Incognito Mode. If you're not familiar with it, just Google it up. Find out how you can open it in Incognito Mode. If you're in Chrome, by the way, all you got to do is press Control, Shift, and the letter N as in new, and it'll pop up Incognito Mode. What it is you're able to get your browser opened up as a clean visitor, as someone who's coming there for the first time. So by so doing that, you're getting the best and most generalized results that you can. Because if you look through a naked browser, otherwise the browser that you usually use for looking up things, you go into Amazon, you start to search things up, it's going to start to serve keywords they believe relevant to you. You need to find out what is best for most everyone, a generalized overview. Is it perfect? Not really. Does it predict what all customers see? No, not at all. Again, it's a generalized shopping experience because Amazon, when someone is brand new there, someone comes in, they don't know anything about them. They haven't searched for anything. They haven't bought anything. They haven't done anything on that platform. Well, they're going to do the best they can with what they have. And then the more browsing history and the more buying history, the Amazon algorithm's able to cater things to that audience. So going into the incognito mode, you're going in as a general customer who's brand new to the platform, and you're going to get an idea of keywords that people are popularly looking for, some trending keywords, if you will. Now, the way that you do this, it's not sexy, it's not perfect. What you got to do is go over to Books or the Kindle Store and set the categories for the search bar. And inside that search bar, you're going to start typing out a specific keyword related to your book or what you believe is related to it. And then auto-suggest is going to pop up. It's going to be a little thing that pops up down below that. And it's going to have a ton of different keywords that's going to show up. And all you're going to do is just jot those keywords off to the side. You can take a screenshot if you want to. You can write it down on a pen and paper, whatever you want to. It doesn't matter. But you're going to start to write, type that keyword in, wait. Let auto-suggest pop up. The next thing you need to do, type in another keyword, wait. Have it fill up. Now, for some reason, it doesn't pop up any kind of results, then you're going to need to go back to the well and figure out something a little bit different. Here's a fun little trick. This will keep your keyword research going on all cylinders here. When you start to type in a root keyword of some sort, so let's just say mine is home workout. Then what I will do is I'll type in home workout, space, and then type in the letter A. I'll see what the results are. And then I'll type in the letter B, replace that A with a B. Replace that B with a C. Keep going through the entire alphabet until you've exhausted all of your resources. You can do this time and again. You can do a single word. You can do a keyword phrase. Either way, it's going to show different things you consider for your keywords. So that is one way you can do it. Now, it's 100% free, folks. And believe it or not, Amazon actually suggests it over on their help and support page. Pretty cool, right? Okay, so now the next thing is, number two, Google Trends. Google Trends. This one surprises a lot of people whenever I mention Google Trends. You can go to trends.google.com. You can use this 100% free, by the way. What you can do is now, if you've got a selection of keywords or maybe some things you've guessed that would work out, you can compare and contrast different types of keywords to see what is being searched for. Now, you're probably going, but Dale, that's Google. How does that have anything to do with Amazon? And that's a good, valid point. But if you find that you can be able to conquer traffic via Google, then you can dominate it via Amazon and vice versa. It also helps out with indecision. If you've got a couple of keywords that are very similar, but you're not really sure which one you should go and your gut and your intuition is just leading you astray, go to Google Trends. Go to Google Trends and plug it on in. You'll do one keyword, comma, and then the other keyword, and then press enter, and it'll show you the search traffic and how it's doing. And typically, if you see something is doing better than another one, then you've got the choice made up for you. And here's the cool thing. You can scroll it on down. If there's enough search volume, they will show you other recommended keywords related to that specific keyword that you've searched. Pretty neat, right? All right. Keyword number three, or keyword tool number three, easy for me to say. Google Ads Keyword Planner. Now, this one's a tricky one. Not going to lie to you, all right? This is going to be a little tricky, and just stick around here with me for just a second. How to get Google Ads account is super simple. Just Google up Google Ads. And setting it up is a little bit more problematic because they used to just give you Keywords Planner without any issue. Now, you have to set up a Google Ads account. And in so doing, they expect you to run ads, okay? This is not the most ideal way of doing things. In most instances, Google will close down your account if you aren't running any ads. So that can be kind of a tough thing. What you're going to need to do is you set up an ad campaign. You're going to enter a credit card. I know, cringe. Listen, I told you didn't have to spend any money. You shouldn't have to, all right? From there, you're going to pause the ad as soon as you're into your account. Like, pause it. Don't worry, Google's not going to approve your account. And if you're really, really worried, you can always set your ad budget really ridiculously low, like $1 per day or something ridiculous like that. And that way, for some reason, it does trip the trigger. You're only paying like $1, all right? And you're not yelling at me because, you know, it's set off. But the ad shouldn't go off. It typically takes upwards of 24 hours for Google to actually approve an ad. And it doesn't matter what the ad could be. It could be going over to your website. It could be going to any number of places. But either way, pause the ad campaign, and then you should be able to go into their tools. and then see that the keywords planner is there. This is really neat in that you can take a root keyword or a keyword of some sort, plug it in, and then Google scrapes a ton of related keywords to those. Some of them are going to be worthwhile, and other ones not so much. What you're going to be paying attention to is the search volume. How many people are looking for this particular keyword? How many people are putting this in as a search query? If you find a great volume of them, then there's a good chance you've struck gold. If you find that it's like less than 100 searches per month, that might not be the greatest keyword to go with. So, again, just a fair warning. Getting a Google Ads account set up can be a little bit, how should we say this? It's a mixed bag, okay? You may have to run an ad. And when I say run an ad, maybe you run an ad for a day or two. I don't know what that would be. But you can at least try to the pause method and then go from there. I don't think it's black hat. I've never seen anything inside the rules and terms and such like that with Google saying that you can't just open it up and just dabble around. I would recommend, though, they do offer free consult with somebody over the phone. And I've actually worked with some of the Google team before, and they're fantastic. And maybe they'll be able to walk you through the keywords planner and help you out with something like that. But that right there is probably one of my most favorite tools. And here's the cool thing. Using the keywords planner through Google Ads, you can actually scrape all those keywords, use them with an Amazon advertising campaign. Love it. It's one of my favorite ways to do it. Next to, of course, number four, Publisher Rocket. Okay, look, folks, I am a complete and total shill for Publisher Rocket, but it's for good reason, darn it. They're really that good. Publisher Rocket I've been using for the past few years, ever since it was named KDP Rocket, and they've done nothing but improve it month after month, year after year. All right, let's just get it out the way right away. It does cost money. It is $97 for a lifetime membership or lifetime license. There we go. You get the idea. But nonetheless, $97 up front, and you continue to get all these updates. They aren't going away anytime ever. If you've ever heard of the name Dave Chesson or Kindlepreneur.com, that's who puts it together. And I can tell you this from personal knowledge. Dave Chesson's not going anywhere anytime soon, and all they plan on doing is continue to grow and add more features to Publisher Rocket. By the way, there are some links inside the description down below for a couple of things I've mentioned already. DaleLinks.com/Rocket will take you on over to the Publisher Rocket landing page. There's an affiliate link, by the way. If you buy something through there, I get a percentage of those sales. Anyway, it has a keywords, categories, competition, and AMS, aka Amazon Ad Keywords, features inside of it. We're going to focus on keywords because obviously we're talking about keywords today. So I'm not going to be going all off on the other ones here. So it analyzes your keywords. Okay, you just take a single keyword. You can drop it in there for ebooks or print books. And it's going to measure it through five different metrics. Number of competitors, average monthly earnings, estimated Google searches per month, estimated Amazon searches per month, and then a competitive score. Now, all the other ones are pretty self-explanatory. Number of competitors means how many books are popping up in the search query for the given keyword you searched, all right? And then average monthly earnings, what it's going to do is it's going to take all the first 16 products, and it's going to add it all up and average it on out to tell you how much this is drawing per month. Estimated Google searches per month, well, that just means what it means. And Amazon, of course. Now, a little bit of a trick here, folks. I don't mind Google as much. If you see good Google traffic, that's fine. Pay attention to Amazon search volume. That's really where we want to see the results. If you see it's 100 searches or less per month, bye-bye. Get out of here. That's less than 3 searches per day. That's hardly enough proof of concept for you to use that keyword. Now, should you not use it? Okay, that's fine if you do use it, but just know that you're essentially the life of a three-person party. Yeah, sure, there's 3 people in there, but you only got 2 other people to compete against in that party. So that's going to be the thing, is if you're going to get a keyword with low search volume, then you're not going to get much results as far as sales go. That's okay. Competitive score is where it gets really interesting. This gets it to where if you're indecisive, you can make a quick split-second decision. All right? It's 0 to 100 on a sliding scale. 0 meaning there's no competition. 100 meaning that is super competitive. You got better odds of first page placement, which is the holy grail of all Amazon product sales. If you can get your book pulled up on first page placement, then you are better inclined to get sales of this book. Doesn't guarantee it, by the way. Keywords don't sell books, folks. You can better those odds if you keep your competitive score below 40 to no more than 50. Now, again, much like what I said when it came to search volume, the same holds true for the competitive score. If for some reason your competitive score goes up to 84, 99, maybe even 100, right? You're kind of going, man, this keyword is exactly what I'm looking for. Then take it. But just know that you're going into a fist fight as a toddler against a street fighter. Okay, you might get beat up in the process because someone else is dominating that. All right, so those were some of the other things. The other little feature they have is called the analyze feature. You can actually analyze each one of those keywords. And what it'll do is it'll show you the search results, what books come up on that, what keywords they're using in it, how long it's been published. Let's see here. The next thing would be it's Amazon bestseller ranking and the estimated daily sales and estimated monthly sales. You can take a look at each one of those products. What I like to do is if I find a good keyword, I'll go, okay, great. This is awesome. I'll hit that analyze feature because then you get to see the search volume. What's coming back? Would it make sense for your title to be served in this search volume? Because not all instances will you find your book's going to be appropriate for a given keyword. You might think it's good, but then when you go pull it up, it's like, oh, maybe my book doesn't belong here. So it's a good idea to double check with the analyze feature. Again, folks, dalelinks.com/rocket. You can take a look at that. Hey, I'm going to give you a final tip as we start to wrap up today's podcast. Special thanks to our sponsors, Fiverr. Get a number of premium freelance services on my preferred platform of Fiverr. Yes, I use them. All right. And I'm actually going to be doing a number of videos here on YouTube. You can be able to take a look at that. Again, you can go over to dalelinks.com/Fiverr. You can take 10% off your first time order with Dale2020 in all caps. And folks, I told you I was going to give you a little more details about the 2020 Finish Strong Challenge. Look, this year has been a complete dumpster fire. It's been absolute hot trash on a summer day. All right. It's been garbage, but we don't have to go away whimpering. We don't need to finish this out with just a gentle sigh going into 2021. In fact, I say we finish this year strong and then we go blazing on into 2021. So that's why I've created the 2020 Finish Strong Challenge, and it's perfectly lying right between December and January. So what you're going to do is if you're going to move any portion of your business, move the needle on that, you're going to make a new book cover design, you're going to do interior formatting, you're going to edit a proofreader, you're going to get any number of those things, all you got to do to get yourself submitted, you're going to go over to dalelinks.com/challenge and get signed up right away. And the next thing is, all you have to do is this, order one gig that helps move the needle in your business through Fiverr. Yeah, that's why Fiverr hooked us up with that 10% discount coupon for first-time buyers. So again, that's dalelinks.com/challenge, and all you got to do is sign up there. You buy one gig and you're in. Here's the beauty of it. I've got numerous prizes. I'm going to that. You can just go look it up. But everybody that participates will be, first of all, enrolled in a month-long group coaching program starting late to mid-January, and also getting access to a private Discord channel for challengers only. So that means that we can be able to chat with each other. It'd be a great way to get in touch with me directly. All right, folks. Hey, and also let's get those final tips out the way. Let's talk about this right now. There is no perfect keyword tool. Anybody that tells you that their keyword tool is going to solve everything for you is full of you know what. You might find that some of my suggestions might not work out for you. And that's okay. I feel it's worked out for me and a vast majority of the people who have followed me before and some of my coaching clients. You're going to want to dabble. Try out a few other things. Some people have told me they like KD Spy or Helium 10 or Keyword Tool Dominator and so much more. Don't try to limit yourself to any one thing because someone told you that that's all you had to do. I can assure you that you can get a lot of your keyword research done through Amazon alone, through the incognito mode, and just going with gut instinct on a lot of that stuff. I do cover quite a bit of this in my book, Amazon Keywords for Books. If you haven't gotten your hands on it just yet, head over to daylinks.com/keywordsbook to get yourself get your copy. So, and by the way, if you have Kindle Unlimited, you can read it through Kindle Unlimited. Some people say read it for free, but you're essentially paying that $10 per month. So technically, you're not reading it for free, but you're reading it as part of your membership. All right, folks, subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform. And do me a favor, leave a review over on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're watching this or listening to this. In the instance that you're watching this, you're probably seeing it on my YouTube channel. By the way, oh my gosh. Yeah, there's a YouTube channel, folks. We're almost getting ready to hit 1,000 subscribers over there. You could go to daylinks.com/YouTube podcast to get yourself subscribed right away and drop a comment down below and something that you might have learned from this or your preferred keyword research tool. Till later, folks. This has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will chat with you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.